To Jack Johnson, Chief Executive of the Corporate Council. I know that in the past we haven't seen eye to eye. I have always pushed for investment in the future, where the peacekeepers succeed in their goal here, and our relationship with the Uro is not compromised. I personally have invested a great amount of capital in this future. You, on the other hand, have invested more and more in Terra Brea and in ventures which would grow exponentially if the peacekeepers failed. I see now that you are effectively shorting the entire Sol Union. You've been careful in this, giving some money here and there to the peacekeepers to make the Union think that you are supportive. But I see now the truth. The truth is that the Union needs to fail. That if the Uro pull out, our investments, both on Terra Brea and outside, will experience such a great increase in value that you would swiftly become one of the most wealthy and powerful individuals in what remains. It is a brilliant play. I almost wish I had been as clear-sighted as you, and I half wonder if you and Miss Tyrell Crine had some sort of arrangement. That, of course, was a joke, but nevertheless, if it's not too late, I'd love to assist you in furthering this vision of the future. Let's talk at the corporate retreat. I think you will find I can be quite cunning when the chips are down. Your steadfast colleague, September Bluth. Let's get into it. I did not write out my introduction prompt, so I'm just going to add a little bit. Hello, welcome to the show. All That You Know, that's what we're going to call it for now. I'm Colin, the GM. Joining me are Adam.
I'm Adam. I play Joseph, the infiltrator.
Ewan.
Hi, I'm Ewan. I'm playing Loyal, the empath.
Zach.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I'm playing Geist, the ace.
And Brian.
Hello, I'm Brian, and I'll be playing Hex, the bureaucrat.
Fantastic. It is the day after the events of your vignettes, and it is one day before the very earliest that the military police may show up to arrest some or all of you. Geist, you wake up in the cockpit of the Changeling, whether intentional or not. It is the only way you've been able to find any peace. The only place you've been able to fall asleep, and the only place that you now really feel truly whole. Your fragmenting mind is barely holding together, and even ignoring the threat of martyrdom, there's no telling what may happen if your concentration lapses. I have added a move to your character sheet. Would you mind reading it out for everyone?
Yes. One mind, one body. You may operate the Changeling from any distance without the use of a remote control. When you push yourself, you may act as both the Changeling and yourself simultaneously. You may perform different actions, but you gain the benefit of the push on both actions.
Thank you. Loyal, your dreams are ominously peaceful, like being alone in dark waters. Nothing surrounds you, but you know somewhere out in this vast ocean, something is on the hunt. I have ticked your drive clock with maze by one to represent the martyrdom connection pulling you two closer, albeit in kind of an ominous way.
Cool.
Joseph, you have returned from your visit to Goldhouse and were provided with both a job offer once this is all over, as well as your first concrete assignment from Contrition. Contrition has not yet provided you with all of those details, but has told you that you will receive them soon when the time is right. On that note, Joseph, is there anything you want to report to Nyla about your Goldhouse visit, or do you want to keep that close to your chest for the time being?
I'll keep it close to my chest.
Cool. And then, finally, Hex, just yesterday you had your meeting with Tyrell Crine. She offered you work in the future and also mentioned that you might do her a favor in exchange for the exact location of the Virtue attachment. No final deal was made, but you've been given her contact information in case you decide to accept. You also discovered the location of Warehouse 27D, which the Clusterists went a long way to cover up. Are you communicating this discovery to anyone on your side?
My thinking is Hex will report this to Nyla.
Let's do that. Let's have that meeting.
All right.
I think Nyla meets you in the little, like, improv meeting location in the base, in that little cargo container in your hangar. And she says, "What's up, Hex?" She wouldn't say Hex. "What's up, Harold?"
Wow, trying to keep it... trying to give some familiarity here. Listen, I'm here because I discovered something. And save a little bit of time here. I'll show you. And he shows what he has on warehouse and the location while kind of voicing over. So, over the past few months, and you can amend that if that's not the right time frame, I've been digging and found a location that's valuable to the Clusterists, and you know, I went on out of my way to go visit it. I actually had an interesting meeting with Tyrell.
Wait, what do you mean, Tyrell Krine? You met with her?
Well, I didn't expect to, but I walked in and there she was.
Where? When?
He gestures to the location that he wrote down, and whenever the time may be, timeline-wise, so I guess yesterday in-game. And just to save a little bit of voiceover, he walks her through the deal she wanted to strike.
And you didn't take it?
I wouldn't be talking to you if I did.
Okay. Does she know about the warehouse?
I assume she knows everything about anything to do with this. I'm telling you because I'm wondering if you think this makes sense to pursue or what you think next steps are here, because frankly, I mean, I'm at a loss here.
Fuck. If we had the luxury of time, or resources, I would say it's not worth pursuing this. That this is probably, I don't know why you'd be alive, right? We're gonna pursue it. I'm gonna send the Moon Devils to check this out as soon as possible while you do your assignment with Bluth, whatever that turns out to be. I'll let you know. This does seem big though, Harold. Great work.
Yep, of course.
Okay, all right. There. Good wow. Session, everyone.
Sorry, the Moon Devils killed everyone. Happy ending.
Is there anything else anyone wants to attend to, like with their own personal character matters, before we get to the next part?
I think I'm
nothing.
Good.
Yeah, nothing from my corner. I don't think.
Nope. Maybe feed the dog.
You gotta feed that dog.
Bippo.
You gotta feed the dog before a big mission.
Okay. You feed the dog. Bippo loves his wet food. And it is wet food.
Wow. Was Glenn feeding dry food or wet food?
Maybe. Since this is the future, it's gaseous food.
Holy fuck.
Just Bippo likes
so advanced.
He has an inhale.
An effort.
Maybe he blows up like a balloon, flies around the room.
I think maybe he gets put inside like a, well, not a gas chamber, but like a chamber full of gas that he like he filter feeds in.
That's
sick.
That's
what the new skin was for. It allows him to filter feed.
This is beautiful.
It's all coming together. We're building so the beautiful. Rich lore of this world.
For weeks at a time.
Whoa.
Okay, Hex. Nyla has made arrangements for you and whoever you want to take with you to meet with Mr. Bluth. Your ultimate goal is to convince him to bankroll a new base and either brand new frames or retrofit your existing frames to be a little more subtle.
I'm not giving up my frame.
I want to bring our lie detector. If, you know, you'll come with me, Loyal.
We're all going together, I'm assuming.
Yeah, let's just bring everyone.
I was going to say, I feel like Geist is the person you might not want to bring because Geist openly hates Bluth's guts, but he also would maybe want to come.
Hex will ask.
Yeah.
has to be like, fuck, fine, yeah, I'll go.
Control yourself, okay?
Yeah.
The meeting location that Bluth's office, or Bluth himself, is not clear, sets is not in the corporate council tower, but it is instead an address in the ruined East City. Upon any further investigation, it seems to be a construction site where the council is currently building some upscale apartments in a district previously destroyed during the siege of the capital.
Do we just walk in?
I don't know. Do you?
Like, is it also ruined? Like, what do we see? Like, what's the building like on the inside?
There's like a chain link fence. And I mean, you are all veterans. I'm not going to ask you how you get around a chain link fence.
let's
have to go back.
Oh wait, or do we have to climb it? They didn't even open for
yeah, like, is there a gate for us? Like a little stall?
I think you would find that there is like a
okay
an entry point.
Yeah, let's strut in like we own the place.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's how Frank
we're invited after all.
Yeah,
awesome. Let's say it is early evening at this point. Kind of like sunset. The meeting area is this half-completed skeleton of a 20-story apartment building. There's like metal frames, some like concrete stairs, and scaffolding. Lots of like weatherproofing plastic covering everything, and like these piles of construction materials and leftover heavy machinery that are giving a lot of cover. Eventually, a car pulls up out front. Nice car, and Bluth steps out alone. And he proceeds into the construction site, opening up a little fence gate with a key, and takes a seat on a slab of concrete out near all of you.
How's he dressed?
Fresh as hell. His usual stuff. He dresses like he has a white suit. He's a little tucked in. I don't even know what they're called. The little, like, not a napkin, not a scarf.
Oh.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. Ask
him. Yeah, fucking Doug Dimmadome.
That's exactly what I see in my head, too.
He is literally Doug.
I see Doug.
That's awesome. Wearing a white suit to a construction site and then sitting on a slab of concrete is a bold fucking move.
All right, Saul Goodman.
You know what the craziest part is? It doesn't get dirty.
What? That's some, like, metamaterials shit. Which is fabric. That's high tier, yeah.
How does he look? Is he, like, happy, sad, nervous, angry?
If you want to know that, you have to make a roll.
Okay, let's roll my social awareness.
This is going to be a study. Or a survey.
He's studying, Bluth. He's a specimen. Look
you
at
do
that.
It. Bam. Wow, look at that. On one die, a six.
Today was a good day.
Bluth's outward demeanor is a stone wall. Well-practiced, confident. He is nervous, though.
Okay.
I'll give you more. He knows what he's going to ask you today is a big ask.
Got it. Okay.
It's mutual.
Fucking not.
And as a reminder for me, what does Bluth know going into this? Like, how did we reach out?
Nyla reached out on behalf and said we would like to discuss potential like job opportunity for some increased supplies to the Dusklights.
Okay, so nothing about going dark.
No, but he might intuit that. He says, well, let's get on with it. What is it you would like, Harold?
So, I'm sure you can intuit why we're here today.
Yes, but I would like to hear you say it.
I need your help, Bluth. As you know, in a few days here, I'm probably not going to be a free man here anymore. So, I have it on good word that you might be able to help me out with this. Of course, I know nothing with you comes free.
I see. So, just to get it in the air, you would like me to bankroll you evading the forces of the largest government that we know.
We both know this isn't your first time doing something like this.
Well, now that is just conjecture. But being that you are my favorite war criminal, I think we could come to an arrangement. Now, you probably know this already, but the
The council does have those funds on hand, but the current leadership just wouldn't be comfortable with that particular financial commitment. Lucky for you, I've been planning some corporate restructuring for quite a while. I'm well positioned such that a couple dominoes falling would see me in charge of the council with a few of my cronies in supporting roles. You being the clever lad that you are, I'm sure you see where I'm going with this.
I know I'm not the only one who's aware.
Well, in 4 days, a little corporate retreat is being put together down by Caldera Lake. All the big shots are going to be meeting up to align on our current goals, what with the general chaos going on. Usually all these folks hide off planet or in their estates, but they'll all be drawn out into the open with this. It's the perfect time to make a move. And he produces a piece of paper and hands it to you. Everyone on that list needs to be taken out of commission. Now, if this was a simple job, you could blow the whole retreat to hell. However, there is a problem, which is that me, as well as a couple of my supporters, will be in attendance as to not arouse suspicion. In a similar vein, I cannot have you be identified. As the council knows, we have a working relationship. So, you'll need to be precise or discreet. Do it from a distance, do it with a disguise, or with a rented frame, or whatever. I've secured a small amount of funds, which you may use for any additional equipment needed. At the end of this, we want the narrative to be Clusterus strike Caldera Lake again, targeting corporate council. How does that sound?
Sounds like quite the ask. You and I both know faces aren't cheap, but even this is a bit much. How much are we looking at in terms of assistance here? Basically, like, how much help is he going to give us, like, with funding or bankrolling this operation?
Well, by my understanding, if you want this to be nice and clean, you're going to need a full retrofit of your frames, make them look different, at the very least. New base, that's expensive. And since you're such a nice boy, Harold, I think I'll throw in just a few enhancements for your team. And I'll bring you more in line with modern technology.
Harold looks to the team. How do they seem to think about this deal?
Geist is kind of standing there. He's got his arms crossed. He's looking like he wishes he was somewhere else. He thinks it over for a second.
He's like, look, I don't have any love for any of you corporate council dickheads. If this is what it's going to take, I'm in.
If Hex could give you a thumbs up, he would, but you get the vision. Nonverbal equivalent of that.
Joseph gives a thumbs up. He'll do that.
I'm just here to be lie detector.
Well, he was lying when he said he liked Harold.
Any other lies? This is relevant.
Not really. I mean, I have to look. I have to look, honestly. Nothing that's like explicitly important, probably, but yeah, he's basically laying it all out to you. To formalize your goals, make sure that anyone on that list I've just given you is not able to vote in the next board meeting. And don't injure any of my lackeys or me, and that includes Ziggurat, Generator E, Grave Robber Jill, Bottle de Aqua, and anyone else I come up with in the moment who I like. Don't let your identities be discovered. Kill additional attendees to throw off investigation. Don't just kill the people on that list. And plant evidence to implicate the Clusterists, as always. I will have a communicator on me if you need to get in touch while I'm there. And it's all pretty good and simple. You understand it by now.
Can you write the names of those people down in chat? I didn't get it in time.
Sure.
One of them had a really funny name.
Yeah,
Bottle de Agua.
Yeah, Bottle de Agua. I didn't know Jenny was going to be there, though. That's cool. I'll be extra special careful not to kill him.
Well, you know, Hex put Jenny in touch with Bluth.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, yes. It's a living world, you know? I'm just trying to really make it feel alive, you know?
This is better than Skyrim.
I know. I mean, that's easy.
This is a low bar.
Hex, you recognize all the names on that the list of your targets, which are, I'll read out for the viewers, Jack Johnson, who is the chairman of the board and, like, the head guy, the big guy. Eager Nest, who is the main tech guy for the council, who oversees the vector mines, like top level. Task Newton, who is the head of security for the council, and George Define, who is the head counsel and regulations officer, like the lawyer. You recognize all of these names personally because you worked with them closely, but George Define sticks out to you as being strange, given that you know him to be one of Bluth's main supporters and like one of his greatest allies. This was outlined in the paperwork Glint had prepared regarding this.
George? Glint or Hex asks.
Well, they will expect one of us in the wreckage.
Hex gives just a silent nod.
I think I maybe hate Bluth a little bit less.
There's lots of pack there. Was Bluth in his youth?
I mean, can you deny Nolan's masterpiece?
He's even been in the Bane posting.
I like Bluth a little more now.
Christopher
yeah.
Nolan is like the future's Mozart.
Whoa. Yeah.
I guess Geist is going to walk over and he's going to look at the list and he's going to be like, shit, I guess Sigurd's getting a promotion, eh?
Oh, yes, she is well positioned, especially with certain patents she plans to file.
And he gives a big grin to you.
Yeah.
See, right. Look at that. Some good can come out.
Yeah. All right. I don't think there's anything else to discuss unless any of you have questions.
Not me.
This is pretty clear. Just let us know how we're going to get those funds.
Oh, it will be arranged. That's true. It will be arranged. So, just general overview stuff that I will tell you now, abstracted, instead of having to do his voice, even though I love it very much. Caldera Lake has a tier 3 private military, which will probably be what you're contending with there. The retreat will take place at the Ash Bay Resort and last one whole day, after which everyone will leave. People are going to be flying in, sailing in, or driving in. Invitations to the retreat are exclusive, but you may be able to finagle something if you want an invitation or a cover identity that is invited. And there is a general layout of the facility that is made available, which I will bring up on the screen.
I have a quick question. He mentioned refitting our frames to be more anonymous. I'm a little unclear. Is that before we do this job so that we can do it without getting made, or is that after as part of our going to ground?
Yeah, I thought it was before.
That is after. That's a good question. Okay. So you will not be able to use your frames if they will be spotted, if you want to fulfill your mission properly.
I have a pertinent question. Did my imaginary electrocution go away, or is it still a level 2 harm?
No, you can drop that down. Honestly, you can probably drop it down to 1.
Cool.
I was going to say drop it completely, but I don't think so.
You're not getting off the hook that easy.
Given the scope.
Yeah. I actually do have one more question that is half of a meta question, half not. Bluth said that Hex could not reveal himself due to the nature of their association. Does that extend to all of the Dusklights, or is it just Hex?
That is all of you.
Okay.
So we all got to be kind of in disguise,
right? Gang.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the possible use of my ability where I can reveal myself to stun people for a moment, but then I would have to kill everybody who saw.
Oh, but wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be cool, Isaac?
It would be cool.
Did some robot shit, you know?
That's the thing. This is basically like Joseph gets to play Hitman Blood Money, which is, I think, a pretty good pitch. Like, he has to walk around, choke people unconscious, put deadly poison in the punch bowl.
Joseph, you love all these things.
I do. I
throw
love poison
a fire extinguisher
bowl
at someone as they try and drive away on a jet ski.
Yeah.
It just impacts them in the back of the head, killing them.
Bottle de agua. I'm coming for you.
No, you're not coming for him. Wait.
Oh,
yeah,
wait.
We're not. We're
okay, fine. You're a lucky bottle. You're a lucky.
In the kill list. Don't get them mixed up.
Sorry. Wait, contritions, tell me something. Oh, God, guys. I'm so sorry.
No. I feel like as we leave the construction site, Geist is going to try and, like, get close to loyal, not necessarily out of earshot of the others, but when they're not like right there, and he's gonna be like he's just gonna be like,
I know you don't like to kill non-combatants, but these aren't exactly good people. I just want to make sure you're steady on this one.
Loyal is just very distracted by the martyrdom issue at hand. I don't know if he is feeling any particular emotion about the fact that they're about to be a death squad. That's like very low on the priority list of things that matter in the world and the galaxy at the moment. So he just kind of nods and is like, yeah, just whatever.
I think that'll take you guys to back just a little bit, and they'll be like,
look, no matter what this is, I mean, you know, these are all fat cat motherfuckers. This will be less odious than the ocean platform is all. So just, you know, get through it. It'll be okay.
Let me be in charge of, he like comes to his senses a little bit. And actually looks Geist in the eye. He's like, just let me be in charge of protecting the... What do we call the people that we're not killing?
VIPs.
Yeah.
Of protecting the VIPs.
See, look at that. You sound cool, too.
Exactly.
All right.
Awesome. I'm going to describe this map now. Do you see it?
Is it up?
Yeah.
Is it up?
Yep.
I like that landing pad. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so for the viewers, there's a map on the screen, kind of a big grassy area. On the right side, there is a landing platform, landing strip with a aircraft poorly drawn on it and a car, which is, you know, honestly, not bad.
It's a pretty good car. It's
not
pink.
Bad.
For the scale? Yeah, I'm into it. That's a pretty sick car. I'd drive
it. Thank you. And then that kind of leads into a... It's all not very detailed. You're not missing much. But then there's a main hall directly off of the landing to the left. And that splits off into a few hallways, going to some private rooms to the north, a wellness center to the south, and then a conference room on the east. And then beyond the conference room and beyond the grass, there is a beach with some docks, some chase lounges, and a tiki bar, which is lovingly rendered and beautiful.
There's individual bottles in it.
There are. I should have done the PNG so you could really see those bottles.
The lossy compression is ruining this for me.
I know. At the south, bottom right of the map is a big utility building. And then around it is kind of just a bunch of walls. It is a walled-in facility. And then there's some, you know, stone pathways that I lovingly rendered to show that you can kind of cross between various buildings. This is not... like an exhaustive list. I did not draw any doors, so things may emerge as we get into it. But this is the general layout of the Ash Bay Resort and Spa.
What about this thing?
Good.
That's a boat.
That's
obvious, right?
It's on the northern dock. There's like two docks here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The boats can dock there.
It looks like the back end of a Harrier jet or an anime stingray.
Well, that's a spoiler.
Those were both compliments. It was not an indictment of your art skills, I promise.
I don't think I'd be offended if you indicted that boat.
Oh, I see how it's a boat now.
Yeah.
Don't sound that surprised.
I
Come
see
on.
The anime stingray.
Well, it's like it looks like a Harrier jet with like the nose parked under the dock. You know what I mean? That was my first.
You're right.
Oh, right. I see what you mean.
That's what I was thinking.
I thought it was about.
Anyways, let's quit dwelling on what we can see because the viewers can't see it. We got to decide what the fuck we're going to do. And I'm going to be honest with you all. Geist is really bad at... he has a maximum of one dot in most of his pilot actions.
Ooh. Oh, you're part of the chair force.
One thing to note that he recommends you get out of the city before tomorrow evening, because that is the earliest the military police could show up based on the timeline you were given. And the meeting, that this retreat, takes place in 4 days. So you would need to find some place to hang out for like 3 days.
I had the thought that the timelines don't exactly match up. We gotta go to ground before then, but I mean, I don't fucking know. Where can we park 4 frames that is incognito enough?
A cave? Is there a cave?
It's a sewer system.
That's a question. That is a question.
We should, like, ask Nyla or something.
Nyla, where do we put our toys when we're not using them?
In the toy box.
Toy box is about to be arrested. We need a second place.
Yeah, if you want to meet with her, we could do that.
What if we just ask Bluth for parking?
For your frames.
Well, yes. We're doing a lot for you here, Bluth. Come on.
Give me a sway.
You got this.
Here we go. We got this. I've prepared my whole life to... Oh, this isn't a consort? Oh, no.
No, this is a consort. Absolutely.
That's another success.
Five and a six.
Fucking
beautiful.
Fire.
He says, fine, Harold, since you are just not clever enough to figure it out yourself. And he sends you a little, I guess, email that just gives you some basic details like, one of my holding companies owns a warehouse in Caldera Lake. We're going to start a upscale salad restaurant in that area, but it never took off, so it's not being used right now.
The great part of the restaurant market to break into. Hex responds with a winky emoji.
He gives the thumbs down react to it.
What the hell?
He's very insecure about his sweet green plan. Okay. Yeah, you've been given a shitty little warehouse in Caldera that you can hang out in temporarily until the supply chain issues with lettuce get resolved.
So there's no salad on site? Damn.
There is no salad on site. Maybe there's like some tubers. I don't know. Y'all find out.
All right, so our team meeting snack is tubers.
Let's talk shop.
Let's talk about murder. Talk
so we're going murders. Quiet, right? Right,
we've
guys?
Gotta be.
It's the only way. I don't think we could do it any other way.
So, but then that would be stealth. I mean, so there's a couple ways we could do this. I think stealth is obvious. We need to provide an entry point. Social could also work with Bluth as our connect. Well, actually, no. We'd probably have to procure our own forged invitations, which will be difficult.
Hey, find official documents. That's what that is to me.
I think the question and the real difficulty with something like this is the same problem that it always is. Loyal is an enormous dolphin in an exopod in a planet that has no dolphins. Geist is a completely freakish and immediately recognizable being. Joseph is an emergent personality, but is capable of extreme acts of stealth, and this is like mission is tailor-made for his particular interests, which is pretty cool. And then, you know, Harold is like the single normal-looking guy on the squad who might blend, but also has worked with some of these people. So
there's a beach with water. Is all I'm saying for our dolphin friend.
I have a different idea.
So we could put Loyal in the ocean, and I'm only going to be using this ability the whole run. Beneath notice.
Face. Were you going to say something, Yun?
Yeah. Loyal has an idea.
Let's hear it.
Loyal
wants to somehow just conceal his identifying markers of his appearance. I'm not sure how we would do that.
He's like sanding your thumbprints as a dolphin?
Just like, he's still a dolphin. We can't hide that, but he's not Loyal specifically. And he's in the wellness center running dolphin-assisted therapy. And all the VIPs get a special invitation to come to the wellness center. And that's how they get out of the way when you guys start blowing everything up.
Let's paint him to look like an orca. It'll be the wrong shape, but I think that these guys probably don't know the difference.
Like, these are all the richest people in the Soul Union. They've flown a special, like, calm therapy dolphin to the wellness center, and he's giving, like, luxurious treatments to people. That's his
company. Psychic water therapy would be very relaxing.
Exactly.
I think this could work.
I thought for a second you were going to say you were going to disguise yourself as your dad.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That would be good too, but no, he doesn't want to touch that with a 10-foot fin.
I can't help but imagine just a dolphin with like a full mustache
and a top hat,
little beard.
I'm very proud of you, son.
Does Loyal have bad relations with their family?
I think it's complicated. I think Loyal's parents didn't want him to do this, did they? based on that first vignette 1 million years ago.
Yeah. They didn't want him to go to war, but yeah. They couldn't stop him.
Hey, Dad, I'm going to go be dog in the military.
It hasn't really come up, but Loyal's dad is like a wealthy industrialist.
Really?
Wouldn't that be funny if we met him at this retreat?
A top hat.
While it was disguised as him.
He's a monopoly dad. Oh god, that would be so awkward. I think like, that's a good deception to get Loyal on site if we can pull it off, but it sounds like it will need some finagling.
Just put him behind a curtain. I don't know.
I will say a couple of things that I'm just going to throw out there. These are not like, I'm not trying to steer you in any direction, but there is hologram technology that could be, you know, good disguise work, right? That's within the realm of acquirable assets if you spend some money. Bluth gave you 2 supply that you can use on whatever you want.
It's like $1 billion.
It's a lot of money. also, like, you can rent frames as well.
For like my sizing in my head, just how much is 1 supply worth roughly? Like a house, a corporate building, a tank?
It is not specific, but from using in-game fucking terminology, you can... Fuck, it's kind of hard to say.
I would say, just like, so my reckoning is that you can use 1 supply point to unjunk a piece of gear. So it's about how much the fucking main cannon on a on an Abrams tank costs.
Okay, that's a good metaphor.
I would guess
it's millions.
Like, yeah, it's probably. Money.
Okay, because mechs are expensive. Thank you.
Yeah.
I guess it's probably more than that because frames are like more expensive than like regular, you know, military vehicle hardware.
We don't need to dwell on the economics. It won't make sense. Ultimately.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fucking money. You could. If you acquired an asset for some sort of disguise fucking bullshit, that would apply to your whole squad, like for this mission.
Okay, let's go ask Bluth for a connect to the local black market dealer that has.
We already got one.
You mean Barry Black Market?
My man Barry.
What does Barry sound like?
He sounds sketchy as fuck.
I was gonna say he just had the calling sketchy voice.
But I mean, I can we can have that meeting if you want to get there. I was also just going to say. I don't know how exactly renting a frame works, but I believe you can just spend 1 materiel to take the acquire asset role.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we picking up from Barry? If
we got to decide, yeah, we got to think. We got to put a little brain power into our plan. Not too much, because the whole point is that the plan emerges as we go, but a little bit. So, a couple things. Firstly, hologram stuff is very good. I think it will give X a significant edge, and it will allow Joseph to walk around. Geist is not really very good outside of any frame. All of his skills are frame skills. So he could go in disguise, and he would if that is what was asked, but I think it might be better to have him, especially if when things start going sideways and these, you know, billionaires start running for their private jets, it might be good to have somebody waiting in the wings to, you know, fire a surface-to-air missile at them or whatever.
Yeah.
But
it also, you can now fire surface-to-air missiles without even being in your frame.
Yes, that thought occurred to me as well.
Oh, shit.
I can push myself. No, nobody knows that. But you all know that Geist has multiple times used like a very sophisticated remote control to control the changeling when he's outside of it. So you know that he can do that. You just don't know that he can do that without, you know, using his PlayStation controller.
I was going to say Xbox 360.
That is, I mean, I should have said that. That's what I use. I've got one.
Damn.
I'm glad we're aligned.
Do you think we could kill all these people at the same time, or are we going to have to individually hit them? Because if we're doing it at the same time, that would save us a lot of time. But if we do it individually, it'd have to be all pretty fast, because once someone finds a first body, then we're in trouble.
Yeah. That would rely on getting them all into the same place and not having any.
It would be nice if we can get them, let's say, into a vehicle like the boat or the plane, blow up the plane or sink the boat, you know, and then they drown within there.
Oh my God. What if we fabricate a crisis and then Joseph, like, poses as like the pilot who's like, come on, get on the boat, guys, I'll keep you safe. And then, like, he just, like, looks to the camera and makes an evil face, and then they all get
give a little wink. Evil. Yeah, turn off my fucking disguise and be like, you got roboted. See ya. Jump through the window.
Okay, so, theoretically, we get Joseph and Hex in there in disguise. We get Geist piloting, or, well, Geist could be in there, too, and then he could just pilot the changeling remotely. And then Loyal, if Loyal's infiltrating, how is that? Is that idea insane? Are there like enough dolphins on Terra Prae, or is Loyal like the only one?
The only one.
Would that be too much of a stretch?
You're the only military dolphin on Terra Prae.
Oh,
that you know of.
What's the civilian dolphin population like?
Small. But not non-existent. Like there are millions of people who live in Terra Prae, especially in the city. So it's not ridiculous. It's not more ridiculous than anything else.
Okay. Cool. So we just want to do full stealth, get our boots on the ground, contact Bluth with our communicator and be like, okay, where are the VIPs? And then just go from there, try and either gather them together or pick them off one by one.
I think that's a good start. Yeah. The thing I was going to ask her, what are the other little things that we have to do? One of them is plant evidence that it was a cluster, is correct?
That's where they want it to lead.
So, I mean, like,
yeah.
Don't be discovered. Don't kill anyone on the list of people not to kill. I should specify, just so that I can claim that this was Undertale the whole time. Bluth didn't tell you don't need to technically kill these people. He said you need to make sure they don't vote in the next board meeting.
Oh, that's true.
Or just rip off their mouths. It's that easy.
And, like, how long until the next board meeting from this event?
His implication was that it would be very hard to get to these people because they don't live on Terra Brea, a lot of them, because it sucks to live here. So it would be excessively hard to get them in their, like, mega mansions. Let's just say it's, like, in fucking 6 days or whatever.
Do you think we can threaten these people into not doing anything, or would that even work?
We could, but we don't know if they'll betray us or not. And at the end of the day, it's a lot simpler just to kill them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that because I don't know. If you come up with some clever shit. Yeah, if you come up with some clever shit and you can get points and everybody be like, oh, Joseph is so moral. Especially about what happened later.
Look at that character grin.
But yeah, plant evidence to implicate Clusterus, somehow. Don't let your identities be discovered. Kill additional attendees, just like whoever, so it doesn't seem that targeted.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are like the two things I think we need to actually look out for then, is planting the evidence and then killing extra people. Because if we did it stealthily and killed like just the people, we also have to like kill people on the run, right? As we leave.
This is no Russian. This is also a great time to remind you all that there is a flashback mechanic in this game.
Who's got some stress to burn? I only have 4.
How's stress?
I've got 6. I'm doing okay right now.
Nice. I had a bad time in my vignette.
I heard.
I also have stress to burn.
Okay, cool. And we'll be fine. So, yeah, this is something important. You can spend stress to flashback and declare that you have done things in advance, which is a wonderful mechanic. And I think it's usually between 1 and 3 stress in extreme cases and sometimes requires a roll. So you probably won't trauma out from it unless you're, in a really bad spot. I think we should just get into it. I think so. The plan is, but maybe we need to handle our prep first. Get disguises, get everyone on site. Geist can use his frame remotely if we need to. And then the only prep we need to do is to get the holographic thingies so that the three of us can, not be immediately recognizable.
Okay. Should I call up my boy Barry Black Market?
Yeah.
One thing we might want, this is just occurring to me now. This is kind of bad timing. I kind of wish I'd thought about this earlier, but you may not be able to return to the city after this mission in general. Shit. So if you need to talk to Gopher or Worthy or your cohorts about the situation, that might need to occur.
I want to bring Bippo.
Bring Bippo.
Yeah, that's a good point. We can't handle this while we're...
This starts the end of the game, essentially. That's the pop-up message. There's no turning back.
I want to save Act 1.
If there's anything you'd like to do in the city before the vision, now's a great time to do it.
Yeah, I think we have to talk to everybody. We got to talk to the sparrows. We got to talk to whoever is still alive in the raptors. I think our boy.
You can assemble them all together if you want.
You may be wondering why we brought you here today.
He might have heard some things.
It's up to you, like how you want to handle that. But you should probably do it unless you want to totally leave it up to my whims.
To Faye. No, for sure. Let's, I think Geist wants to talk to Gopher. I feel like the last time, I mean, you guys can come too, but like the last time they spoke, Gopher was still really shell-shocked. But Geist was basically just like, you know, like, you did all right, kid. And he was kind of half comatose. But I think Geist wants to talk to Gopher. I think Gopher has earned the right to a little quick personal meeting for this kind of thing.
Sure. Let's have it. Gopher is, I guess, just in the hangar, kind of working on the frames, as he always is.
Cool. Is Nyla's little meeting room still in here?
Yeah.
Is it empty?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, they'll be like, hey, Gopher, you want to come talk to me for a second?
Sure. And he, you know, puts down his tools, wipes some motor oil and sweat off his brow. Yeah, and he follows you.
I feel like Gopher's had a glow up. I feel like he's a little bit less dweeby than he was when he started.
Yeah, the trauma of it all has aged him.
Yeah, it's hardened him.
It made him sexier.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. So muscular now and oil stained. Yeah, Geist will bring him into the office and be like, all right,
listen, you know what's coming, right? I mean, you've guessed at it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be perfectly frank with you.
Geist. Listen. Don't worry. If they show up, I won't hesitate.
Won't hesitate to what?
He pats something that on his back.
All right. No. Listen, that's... Your heart's in the right place, but I got a better idea. All right. I mean, you know, this is too important to just let go. This battle here, I mean, this Erebraia has become the linchpin in what could be the fall of civilization as we know it. And you've become an indispensable part of the Dusklights. I mean it. We couldn't do most of what we've done without you. We're not going to go quietly. We've got plans in motion to get the hell out. Keep working, you know. I think I'd like you to come with us.
He says, yeah, of course. I mean, I'm glad I'm getting invited. I thought I was just going to have to, you know, blam blam. Suicide by cop.
No, you're too valuable to let go of like that. So listen, the earliest day that we believe that military police can arrive is, it's tomorrow still, right, in the chronology?
Yeah.
So we've got things in the works, but basically what I need you to do is go to ground, hide, don't get found. They know you were present, sort of, for the briefing. They might come after you, especially when we're not to be found. So just go to ground, hide. Give me some way to reach you.
All right. Can do. He gives you his personal number. And I guess he would offer to come. He would say, I can just come with you on your next mission if you want.
Come with how?
I don't know. I can stay... with Worthy, I'm guessing he's coming. Or, you know, whatever you want. If you need feet on the ground, I did infantry training. I'm cool with that.
That's a good point. I'll talk to Worthy. I mean, assuming we can get him in, yeah. If you want to just stay with him, that'll probably simplify things. But I don't know. I wanted to tell you personally that things are going to get messy and we're not ready to let this go. Not yet.
All right, cool. Wait, is Nyla coming?
I don't know. Maybe not right away.
All right. Well, you know, I'll pack my things.
Yeah.
Geist will offer him a handshake.
He shakes your hand. Big slap.
All right.
Was it a good handshake?
It was a great handshake.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I feel like shaking hands with Geist is kind of unpleasant because he's got, you know, robot hands. Yeah.
It's got the texture of sandpaper.
Owie.
Yeah. Geist will leave. I feel like he was happy with how that went. Hopefully Gopher feels like a valued member of the team. That's how you instill loyalty.
You don't got to roll for Gopher. Gopher is a ride or die since you let him go kill clusterists.
Blow himself up. Like, I'm a little concerned.
I mean, maybe we could use that. We got a guy who wants to blow up. and we got to take out some people.
He'd sooner die than pretend to be a clusterist.
That's true.
Worthy might be a harder sell. I feel like he's not quite... he's still a great guy, but he always... I don't know. I feel like I would at least want loyal present for that one. Maybe the whole squad should come.
Are you tapping a pen?
Yes, I am. I don't know why that's getting picked up. Sorry.
God, my fucking senses are so tuned.
Jeez.
What coffee did you drink?
I've two Diet Cokes and a coffee.
Ooh.
Holy shit. You're crazy. Colin, that's a lot, actually.
I know.
Okay.
But they're small Diet Cokes. They weren't full size.
Oh, okay. Not a real DC. I see.
No, not a real DC. Okay.
Let's go talk to Worthy. I think we got it. We should do it as a team.
Yeah, who's going to talk to Worthy?
If you ask, I'll come along.
Hex will go if you think it'll help.
Yeah, why not? I don't think it could hurt anyways.
I mean, Hex has a very high social score. So
that is true. Yeah, he's a talker.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
He yaps.
He yaps. He's a yapper.
He is. Okay, yeah, let's go talk to our man Worthy. Where's he at?
Yeah, Worthy's gassing up the ship. Not actually gas. In the future, they use fireflies. I don't know.
What if it's actually gaseous, though?
It could be gas. It's extracted from the Bippo.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's actually the same thing.
That's fucked up. Bippo huffs jet fuel.
Bro, it's sick.
He's becoming stronger.
Also, Colin, can, like, Hex feasibly ship Bippo to, like, a family member off-planet?
Yeah, feasibly.
And just melt them and reform them later.
Unfortunately, Bippo explodes like nuclearly if he's like a mile away from his owner.
Hex dips into the funds that Bluth gave to ship Bippo.
You do not need to spend $2 million to ship a dog. I wouldn't do that.
No, Colin, this is Bippo. We're talking.
Yeah, it's $3 million.
Do you know how expensive it is?
I'm just going to, I'll take away all the funds that Bluth gave you, and we'll just say Bippo was a really good experience. We'll do like a little mini vignette with just Bippo, and it'll be great. Yeah. It's only fair.
But like, you're playing Bippo.
Yeah, I'm Bippo. And then you tell me how I'm like, I've been so good, and I deserve to rest.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yes, Bippo, you can ship Bippo away. Bippo's great. Who are you sending him to live with?
Well, reporter ladies... She's not implied dead, but she's implied not good, so not her.
Yeah, the implications are up in the air.
Glint's dead. Gopher's with us. That would have been on the list. Does anyone else have friends? No? Okay, then next of kin. I think Hex has got a family, like his parents or something. There you go.
Okay. Here's my war dog, Mom and Dad. Hope you're doing well.
You're not going to hear from me for a while.
Anything you read in the news about me doing war crimes is probably false.
Yeah. Hex sends a letter to that effect. It's very brief.
Sure. Well, it takes at least a month for Bippo to get there, so we won't have to deal with that for a while. If ever.
All right, bye,
Bippo. I'm going to make a note.
No, I want closure on this.
So when we do the end credits scene where everyone's dead, it's like... Bippo found a new home with Mrs.
No, I need Bippo. Otherwise, I can't go on a crazy... and there's care instructions in his carrier.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, they're extensive, too. You know, Bippo is high maintenance.
He'll turn into a raisin otherwise. It's really horrific.
Yes.
Okay, what were we even talking about? Worthy. Yeah, I got so in the Bippo zone, I lost track of everything else.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens to everyone.
Yeah, he's working on the ship. He says, fuck, I need his voice. I need to watch Fargo.
Don't just do ya.
Pedro Pascal.
How you doing, pilots?
That's different.
He keeps going Irish.
It's fine.
No, I got it. There's enough Minnesota for me.
Hey, Worthy. I'm sure you know. I mean, what's coming? We have some idea of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is my last drop with you, I hear.
Yeah. What if it didn't have to be?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that even if, you know, the pencil pushers and the politicians back in the Soul Union think that this is a conflict we can afford to lose, I think we all know better. We know what it means to lose the support of the Ouro, what it means for human civilization as a whole. It's not something that we can allow to happen for any reason.
Give me a roll.
Oh, God. I have to consort, don't I?
Yeah, does anyone want to help?
Assist?
Could you have, like, given Hex a piece of paper with that, and he could say that, you know, a flashback?
So this is what I want to say, all right?
line. But no, Hex could assist with that.
Sure, spend stress equal to your amount of bonds you have with Geist.
Oh, shit, are we bonded?
I think it's just one.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, one stress. I'm glad we're just colleagues.
Yeah, it actually makes this part a little bit easier. But also,
as he pulls out the gun,
two dice with my luck.
I'll give you my luck. There you go.
Ding. Okay, here good it luck. Is. I have it. I have the luck.
Green.
Ooh, it's a failure.
Sorry.
Wrong. That was a controlled position. So if you would like. You may reroll it at a risky position. Or you can take the failure and walk away. But I will say this. If you accept this failure, he's not going to come with you.
I don't trust myself to win another pair of coin flips. I really don't think that I can.
You could
go where Bippo went.
I'll propose this. If you want to have Hex swoop in at this point and take his shot at a risky position, I'd be cool with that too.
Sure. Yeah, let's do that. So it looks like we tell him that he's very obviously like...
Yeah, so like he's like, waffling.
What my friend means to say is we really need your help. I don't know.
I'm with us or we'll blow your head off.
But just take a minute to think of like something that mildly compelling. Because this is a good moment. Like imagine Worthy's like, I don't know, the hitching my reputation to yours, no offense, it's a lot of attention.
Do you want to be on the right side of history?
Oh, that's good. That's good shit. That's good shit for a lot of reasons.
I'm glad you like it. Thank you.
All right, roll consort.
Let's see. I got that one from Helldivers.
Hell yeah.
Easy win.
Yes! Oh, partial success. Okay.
Partial success. Yeah, you do it, but you stub your toe.
Take four stress.
Here's what I'll give you. He says, all right, I'll stay on for a couple more missions just to see how things go. But if you do any crazy shit again, I'm out. Okay?
Yeah, I don't think we'll be in a position to flutter any more major metropolitan centers, right, Hex?
I promise.
Cool. There you have it.
All right. He nods to you and says, all right. I still get paid, right?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, we'll pay him through the funds that we're getting. We're going to be going to ground soon, like today. We're going to be doing another op in about 6 days' time. We might need support on it. We'll be in touch. Take Gopher with you when you go.
Can do.
All right. It's been a hell of a pleasure working with you. We'll see you soon.
Yeah,
I'll get him against you, too.
Yeah. He is also driving you to the place.
Well, I guess then.
Flying you. So.
What a nice guy.
I guess the warehouse, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's them. So what is left would be your cohorts, the raptors and the not raptors, sparrows. Both run by, depending on how you want to swing this, you have the temporary guy who's Jackson Kale, the drill sergeant, or you have the original who is, you know, it's Captain Spud, who is in the hospital.
Yeah. I guess let's go see Spud first, because he might be able to give us some insight on Tails.
I need to hear his surfer vibes one last time.
Need his Spudzy vibes.
Sure. You find him in the hospital with Dr. Grace. Oh, Dr. Grace. I don't know that you could take her. She's not just your doctor. But hey, you could try if you really wanted to. Yeah, he's there. He's... looks very bad. He has a lot of skin that is still healing from horrible, horrible burns. I believe he lost his bottom half as well. I forget. But he's really messed up. I'll determine his injury and remember that later. But he's in a hospital bed and he says, "Oh, hey, what's up, man? Mans?
How's it going, Spud? You look great."
"Oh, yeah. You know, morphine's like weed, but really good, you know?"
"Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Hey, they give you an estimated time when you're going to be able to get the hell out of this bed?"
Well, you know, I'm going through this thing called nerve therapy right now, man. It's like when you're like your limbs stop working because of severe damage and they try to like make it work. So, you know, hopefully like within a couple weeks I can be ambling about. You know, we'll see.
"Yeah. All right. Is Grace still here?"
"Yeah."
"All right.
But she can leave if you don't want her here. That's fine.
I think Geist is going to want to talk to her eventually because they're very close personal friends. But I think Geist will be like, "Yo, Grace, can we have a word with the, you know, the captain on some confidential matters real quick?"
"Yeah, sure." She heads out.
"Cool.
Look, I mean, you know what's coming, right, Spud? For us, I mean."
"Oh, yeah, totally, man. Real bummer."
"Yeah. I think we're going to take some time away from the city to reflect."
"Oh, fuck. You're not going to leave me here, are you?"
"It depends.
I can still shoot. You know, my arms work fine."
"That's the...
Spud's got spirit.
That's kind of the hard part. Oh, man, if we take you out of here, you're not going to get the medical care that you need."
"Well, fuck the medical care. I'm not going to... I mean, I was there. Who knows if the MPs are going to come for me? You know?"
"It's a fair point."
"Well, I mean, I wasn't there, but I was in the ship, you know?"
"Yeah. Look, I need to know what you think about the rest of our guys, especially Kale."
"Oh, fucking Kale.
The sparrows and the raptors as a whole."
"Yeah, no, I mean, let me talk to him, man. They'll fall in line. And, you know, honestly, listen, if you get the doctor there to pull some strings, she can reinstate me, even just technically, just load us all up. And then we're good to go, you know? If I'm there, they'll fall in line. But I need to get out of this bed, man."
I'll talk to her."
"Hell yeah.
All right. I guess guys still leave and go talk to Grace."
"Sure. Awesome.
Getting the band together."
"Yeah.
She's outside doing something cool with a pill.
It sounds
juggling ibuprofen.
I guess I'll walk up and be like, go ahead, Grace, you still smoke?
Not unless it's really bad, so yeah.
Cool, why don't you come take a walk with me, if you got a minute?
Yeah, sure. She heads out with you and takes a smoke.
I just want to go outside to somewhere where it's less likely that there will be bugs.
Well, outside is where the bugs are.
Oh my god. but yeah, I'll just be like, I mean,
you know, things are going bad for us. We're not, I mean, you know what's coming.
Yeah, that Hex guy, he's really fucked up.
Yeah. Look, do you believe in what we've been doing this whole time? The war, I mean.
Fuck. I mean, I did believe. And, you know, on paper, I believe in it. You know, if everything that they say will happen happens. But, you know, the more we get into it, the more I start thinking, well, you know, what if they're wrong? What if it, you know, just the whole Clearwater thing kind of shook me. That was bad. That was real bad. You didn't know, right?
I didn't. We were told to disable the dam. We were given, I would say, bad orders, but I didn't have any intention of carrying them out. And then a virtue hit us. We didn't exactly have a lot of options. I'm not proud of what Hex did, but I don't think it was an act of insanity or cruelty, necessarily.
She makes a face.
Yeah, that's war.
Yeah, it seems that way. And what is this? What is this about?
I know you're not going to want to hear this. We're not gonna get arrested, any of us. I mean, we've got a plan, sort of. I'm not gonna ask you to come with. I wouldn't, you know, do that to you after all this time, but I do need one favor.
Okay.
You gotta reinstate Spud.
Spud? Spud can barely walk.
Yeah. Just technically.
Technically reinstate him. It's a checkbox on a piece of paper. Garrett?
Sounds easy then, huh?
What do I get out of it?
What do you get out of it? What do you want?
I don't fucking know. I just want something that makes me feel better. Can you just give me like $5?
Fuck. Look, I can do you one better, I think. I mean, all this time, all this insanity, all this blood, I thought that the only thing I wanted was to see retribution crushed and bleeding in my hands, and I don't know, I've found something else. I'm not looking to die anymore. I mean, not strictly speaking, you know what I mean? It's not what it was. I found something to live for, I think, in all this, as fucked up as it sounds.
Yeah. Well, just for giving me that, at least, letting me know that you're not gonna suicide bomb some clusterous building, fine, I'll check the box, but just do try to stay alive through all this.
I will. And you, get the fuck off this planet. You're too good for this whole damn war.
That's for fucking sure. And she gives you a handshake. She gives you a hug.
I was gonna say, Geist pulls her in for a hug if she just tries to give him a handshake. But yeah, that's... Geist reciprocates the hug.
Alright. I think she says, stay dry, Joker. And let you go.
Fuck yeah! Okay, after that, I definitely can't take the martyrdom crown. Power of friendship will prevail. I'm leaving.
God, I'm so excited for the Shonen power up.
Me too.
Okay, yeah. You've got Spud. You have all the people. Kale goes back to being a drill sergeant. We don't get the Kale scene, which honestly, I'm glad. I don't want to have to come up with a voice.
totally fair.
So he is let out of the hospital and is kind of just, I guess...
in a wheelchair?
Yeah, I guess he's in a wheelchair, like clearly not done healing. High off his head on fucking Vicodin.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's fucking giving speeches. He's like, we are all going to fight for what's right. You know, all of us, we're gonna show those fucking bureaucrats what we can really do.
You can't break that spirit.
Metal Gear?
Which
guy?
He's doing the Solidus Snake.
There was Revolver. I feel like Revolver and the other guy gave speeches all the time, and they didn't
do literally
anything.
Everyone in Metal Gear.
Yeah, speeches. There's a lot of speeches.
As you can tell, I didn't beat the game.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're an hour and a half in, and we have not started the mission.
Would I be able to do a quick scene, like, yes, to be honest, real quickly? Nice. Not with anyone. I just wanted to visit my apartment one last time. But if there's anything else we need to do, that's okay.
No, I think it's important to have this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Team.
Yeah, I don't think Joseph's ever gonna say goodbye to anyone. He just wants to go back to his apartment one last time.
Right. He's not gonna go to Whitecliff and make her confess her love to him.
That comes later, please.
Yeah, that's gonna be post-war.
Yeah, so Joseph's gonna go back to his apartment just to, like, pack things up and get things ready to leave. And I think he's packing up his gun and his knife, and he's kind of looking it around, and he knows he can't take everything with him, so he just neatly organizes things into piles so they can be thrown out when someone does eventually come and take this shit away. But among all his things, he kind of like loads and reloads his gun and kind of like balances the knife, thinking about what Contrition told him. And then he spots on his way out the chess table that he's been having in there for a long time, and he kind of like stares down at it, and he gives himself a chuckle, and he reaches down with his hand for the king, but then his hand stops, and then it kind of moves over to the pawn, and he picks up the pawn and he puts it in front of his face, and he sees behind his hand is a mirror, and the pawn is sitting directly within his head. And Joseph gets very angry. He crumples the pawn in his hand, spreads it out across the room, and puts his foot through the chess table. He says, fuck. And then he slams the door and leaves the apartment for good.
Hell yeah.
That's good. Did you just come up with that?
That's
yeah.
Sick.
You motherfucker.
I realize I didn't tie together our fucking chess metaphor I put in the beginning of this game, so I'm like, I gotta think of something.
I love that.
There we go.
Shit. But yeah, also all your personal effects, like the sunless shrimp, they will come with you. You don't need to worry about that. Unless you want to leave the shrimp, that'd be really fucked up though.
I moved shrimp, but that's hard.
I should mention, Sunlith, do you want to say goodbye to Luigi?
Yeah, boy.
I thought he already left. Is he not gone yet?
He's in the process of leaving. He did not get it approved yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, give him a cannoli.
That's really sad, but I get it.
With everything out of the way, we can talk to Barry fucking Black Market.
Yes.
Gotta say bye to him.
Oh, he'll be around.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I feel like he might be a recurring character from here on.
Around, pal.
This is our guy.
Yeah, you meet him in an alleyway, like a new alleyway. He has a series of them. He says, "Hey, how's it going?"
Hello. I'm told you can get us some disguises.
Oh yeah, real good stuff. I got everything. I got holograms. I got the classic kits. You know, I got little face masks you pull over your head. You know, I can make a dolphin look like a tiger man. Trust me.
How reliable could that dolphin be a tiger?
Reliably. Buddy, reliable is my middle name. Just kidding. It's fucker.
Well, fucker, you got me. And we buy disguises.
Okay, now we're going to fucking find out how this works. To acquire the asset, first you spend the money, which is just to take this action, and then you are going to roll your squad's tier, which is 1, I believe. So you're going to roll 1 die, and then you're going to use that die to determine the quality of the item you get. On a 1 to 3, it is going to be tier -1. 4 to 5, or tier -1. 4 to 5. Yeah, so 4 to 5, it'll be tier 1, and then 6, it'll be tier 2. On a critical success, it'll be tier 3, And you can spend one materiel per tier level to raise the result.
Okay.
So assuming this is the only thing we need to buy, we can at least reliably get a tier one set of devices.
Yeah. And we should also, you're getting disguises, but you also needed to figure out how you're going to get, you need invitations, one. Bluth could probably arrange that for you. But for Loyal's thing, being in the Wellness Center, that needs to be something.
Yeah, you know? So we'll want to probably save our money, our extra dollar for that.
Okay.
But someone roll me a d6, and we'll see the tier of this thing.
Yeah.
Who wants to take the pleasure?
Not me, man. Not with the way my dice go.
All right, Lucky Hex 6. Oh, that's different.
A 1.
That's a 1. Lucky Hex!
So that would be a tier 0, which is not very good.
No, that does not seem like Reliable would be your middle name.
We completely
drained our coffers, didn't we, last time? It says we have one material on the sheet. I don't know if somebody put that in from today.
Is that Joseph's dollar? Is that Joseph's dollar?
It is!
My special money!
Joseph, did I ever tell you about how God. You're a great friend?
I forgot about that.
Oh, the terrorism payout. I forgot.
See, it does
I knew pay. It was worth it. I knew it was worth it.
Are we going to break that pay? We don't need to break it right now, but we might need to in the future if Joseph would be willing to do that for the squad.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that money is the squad's money. He's not holding it for himself.
Okay, cool.
He's
yeah,
got other things on his brain. So.
I think we should spend our second material to get level one hologram devices so they're not complete dog shit ass.
Sure. I think that's a good idea.
You kick that up to tier one, which they... I mean, how do you want these to work, really? It's kind of up to you, like, what your ideal is.
I don't know if anybody else had a different idea, but my idea is just basically, like, it's essentially like the Terminator from Terminator 2, where you can just, like, bleep, 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 and you just, like, look like a different person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that his was a hologram, but you know what I mean? Like, that's what, I don't know if anybody had a different idea for how these could function, but that makes the most sense to me, that it just, like, alters your physical appearance, like, because like that's where technology is. That's like a reasonable level of technology in this setting, right? And maybe it like can change your clothes, or maybe it keeps the clothes you have on. I don't know.
Yeah, this is like a $200 on Amazon situation where it's like it's pretty feasible, but this is like military grade.
What if we are touched or like shake hands in this thing?
I think that would be perhaps a problem.
Okay,
for but, Joseph specifically, I guess for Geist as well.
Like, with how the rolling in this game works, like, that won't become a problem unless it's, like, people are scrutinizing you because you messed up a roll, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm wondering if someone, like, puts a hand on my shoulder, it'll be like, oh, a metal exoskeleton.
You've been working out?
Yeah, I won't just spring someone putting their hand on you unless you roll a bad, like
oh, sure.
Anything else.
Okay, you have those. Barry produces some little, they're probably like little discs you put on, like, your clothing.
Yeah, that's how I imagined it too.
Putting it in my
nice,
chest.
Nice compact little Iron programmable Man. Thing.
Yeah, wow. It tells you like all the pre-programmed identities that are there and the like that you can customize it.
Nice.
Okay. We use the default one and then we spot other default ones in the fucking
wait a minute,
place.
There's six.
What the fuck?
We all there's six like wealthy industrialists male. In here.
Default male underscore one, and we're all just the same like generic like Unity asset flip white guy in a red t-shirt with like
we gotta get out of here.
Two citizen model.
Should put the mustache on.
Cool. Let's put one on the exopod and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
All right, that's that.
That can. I think it could change the general shape of the exopod, change the way Sunlith looks. I think it's all good. I don't know if you want to look any way in particular, Sunlith. But
yeah, I was just imagining he makes himself look like a different species of dolphin. Nothing fancy.
You're now a common dolphin.
Ooh. I'm now common. So common.
Damn.
Common dolphins are very pretty, for reference.
They're pretty common.
They got a stripe. Okay. So, what else do you want, if anything, at this time to acquire as an asset? You can also flash back to acquiring an asset as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that comes up.
So I think that the next thing we need to do is just, so if Blue can get us our basic invitations, then we just need to get, Loyal in position.
Yeah, I think that'll all be determined by the role. Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we should do it. Right?
Let's send it.
I guess we should.
You're going to try stealth, or this stealth social combination, really. Your entry point is front door / wellness center. I guess loyal is your general vibe that you're like, you've been hired by this company.
Yes,
somehow
I'm a special hire.
I almost don't know how to resolve that to see how well you're in there, because it's almost separate from the mission.
Could that be a thing that Bluth organizes for us somehow?
Yeah.
Like, I think you'd want to keep his hands out of getting that involved.
Okay, maybe we organize with, like, the hotel? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I was thinking that it could be, like, not exactly a setup action, but basically just, like, a similar thing to us. It's, like, similar to acquiring an asset, where it's just, like, we're trying to, like, pull some strings or something. So maybe a role and maybe spending some money and maybe having a little scene to talk about it. If you wanted to divorce it from, like, the engagement role, which I think
I would
sense.
Like to. Yeah, let's do that. So we'll say that this is going to cost money because you need, like, special fucking papers for this.
Yeah.
So we'll spend that last dollar that he gave you. And I guess, Sunlith, do you want to make, like, a sway roll to see how well you lie your way in there? Or someone else can do it as well if you want to have it set up for you. But
yeah, how will I lie in my email where I'm like, I want to work.
Oh, Hex is great at teaching people to lie in email.
That's basically his job.
Only at consorting, not swaying, sorry.
I could see an argument for either, but loyal has three sway, so.
Oh, partial. Loyal. This is you.
Oh, you rolled it. Oh, shit. Okay, partial. Okay, here's what I will say for that setup, is that you are hired, you have a position in the wellness center, but you did not get your like big therapy job. They're like, you're going to be like running towels for the time being. You're going to be a great diversity hire for us.
Wow. They hire the exotic dolphin to be towel runner.
Yeah, they just don't trust you that much yet. Maybe someday. You have an in. You can get into employee areas of the wellness center. You're on site. I think they probably... I don't want to get into the logistics of where people live in Caldera Lake. There's probably some apartment somewhere where you just lie about living and they just let you walk in the morning.
Ondos.
Good shit.
So you are there. You are in the wellness center, and we will describe that once the engagement role is there.
Hey, can I have a scene with Geist before we start?
What would that be?
It would just be like at some point when they are traveling together in some vehicle.
In the plane, maybe? Were these...
Yeah, as they're going around talking to all their contacts. Like, Loyal doesn't even say this out loud. He also doesn't do his usual politeness of psychic ability. He just... His voice shows up in Geist's head and is like, you have to do it.
Ah! What? What?
Is he saying that out loud?
I mean, yeah. I don't think Geist knows that he can. I can. I don't think he doesn't think he can project words back into Loyal's head.
he just hears quiet. Don't talk. You have to do it. There's no other way. It can't be Maze.
He thinks to himself.
Okay. Do what?
Take the crown.
What?
What the fuck?
And then, let's see here. How much stress does Geist have right now?
He has, he's four away from being full.
Okay. Cool. I get to choose how much stress I save. I heal you. So I want to heal you.
You can heal my stress?
With my ability called Carry That Weight.
Oh, that's
right.
I want
to take away four of your stress. This is bold.
Oh,
so
my
this
God.
Happens in his mind. He's told to do it. And then he's just forced to feel this feeling of calm instantly. And then Loyal shuts off the connection and does not speak to him again.
Jesus.
Psychics are weird. That would scare me.
Psychics are mean.
A little manipulative.
Yeah, Loyal's like, kill yourself.
So basically you just said, kill yourself. And doesn't this feel good?
Yeah,
yes, exactly. I hate to say it, it really does.
Yeah, goddamn, you know, maybe I don't know.
Oh, so relaxed.
You put up a compelling argument.
Yeah, mulling around my body,
bottlenose like, yes, friend.
That crown looks pretty good on me.
Fucked up. Okay.
Great.
I like okay. it. I like you, and I like it.
I like it too. That's crazy. That's a crazy like, thing.
We're getting happened. Good shit this
Bro,
session.
You're crazy.
Okay, now to the engagement roll. Let's get everything set up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First roll. Is the mission bold?
I think it's bold.
So. Yeah.
I think it's brash.
Is the mission complex? Kinda.
I'd say so, yeah. We got holograms, we got like fake dolphins. It's pretty insane.
Yeah. It took us an hour and a half to set this up.
I don't know if it necessarily is complex in the way that it means. It doesn't exactly rely on a whole bunch of moving parts. We're just like showing up in disguise and killing the people we need to kill. You know what I mean?
I feel like if we decided how we would kill these people, it would be complex. But the fact that we're just kind of running with it, we can't decide that now.
Feel like the bit about this in the book defines complex as like relying on a whole bunch of like finicky moving parts that all have to align
there
properly for everything to go as planned. But I mean,
there are four moving parts, maybe even more, which are that there are people with schedules and security all in one place.
True.
I would say it is complex because I'm a hater.
Cool. I'll take
I'm a
it.
Hater.
A fucking haters hater. Win again.
No, I love it. I love your hate. Make it easy.
I love your hate.
Does the tactic exploit vulnerabilities? Yeah, I think it does. Especially with Loyal there.
Cool.
That they're racist.
Yay!
It's our greatest asset.
Does the squad
always
have
rely on that.
External support? You kind of do. Bluth is there.
We do, yeah.
Yeah. And Worthy's flying around somewhere and the changeling.
Well, that's internal support.
Why is our best supported mission the one where we're a death squad?
What's going on here?
You know why. You know why. Is anyone interfering with the mission? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's bad news.
So you have one die, two die, one die, two die, three die, two die. So two die, two dice.
It's not bad.
Who wants to be the lucky lad?
I'm never lucky. I can't be the one who does it.
I was born lucky.
You want to do
what
it, Brian?
2d6.
What am I rolling?
2d6.
All right, easy. Win.
Oh, no!
That's a
full
bad.
Fucking
failure.
Full failure. Hey, come on! Just give me one!
Was it me? Was
it
me?
Scores the total. It's a 1 and a 3.
Oh. Wow. That's unfortunate. I should have given you that third die. I'm full of guilt.
Oh, please give me a third. I'll roll it right now.
Yeah, we'll re-roll that.
It's too late now.